WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Brief. Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia has already broken the promise Vladimir Putin made to President Trump yesterday to not attack Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Here's Zelensky speaking through an interpreter.
I will be contacting President Trump today. We will be discussing the details. I think the details of the next steps.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from making any more cuts at USAID. Here's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The judge not only exercised his judicial power, he also ruled that Congress should be involved in any change to federal agencies that they created and funded.
Astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore have weeks of rehab ahead of them after returning home from their 9 months in space. Former astronaut Tom Marshburn knows all about that.
One of the first things they're looking at is, how do you feel? Do you feel sick or not? How is your balance? Our balance system can get really thrown off.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Due to recent lead concerns in Milwaukee public schools, the health department has set up free lead screening clinics. The 16th Street's Chavez Clinic will host a pop-up screening today, while Children's Wisconsin's Next Door Clinic will begin offering walk-in screenings tomorrow. The clinics aim to provide accessible lead testing for all residents, with no insurance required for the screenings. A wind advisory kicks in tonight. It'll be in effect for the area through tomorrow morning. Gusts could hit up to 45 miles an hour. The search for UW-Milwaukee's 10th chancellor has been narrowed to four finalists. The candidates include Thomas Gibson from UW-Stevens Point, Carol Kim from the University at Albany, Alan Klotchke from UW-Milwaukee, and Nicole Parsons-Pollard from Georgia State University. Campus forums will be held next week, allowing students, faculty, staff, and the community to interact with the finalists. That's before a final selection will be made. Wisconsin food pantries and farmers want the USDA to restore programs to help buy local produce. Lisa Hale has more.
The agency announced last week that it was ending the local food purchase assistance and the local food for schools programs. That's part of the cuts initiated by billionaire Elon Musk and President Donald Trump. Over 280 farms and 250 food pantries in Wisconsin took part in the LFPA program in 2023 and 2024, with $4.2 million in food distributed to food pantries. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction got $3.4 million for the school food program. USDA officials say the programs were meant only as pandemic support and no longer serve the agency.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers land in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team landed in Denver to get ready for tomorrow's game against Montana. In their opening round of the NCAA tournament, head coach Greg Gard on how they looked in practice preparing for March Madness.
The juice we had today in practice, they understand. You turn the page, we learn from it, we know. Even if we won on Sunday, it doesn't change, right, what we have to do going forward.
NBA, the Bucks with another loss, 104-93 to Golden State. Milwaukee has struggled on offense now for the past week. Doc Rivers.
It's everything. We're missing shots, too, but we don't have the right space, and the ball's not moving. We're not attacking. We're not getting to the paint. I got a whole list, you know, but we got to do it. And I got to get them to do it. That's my job.
NFL, the Packers signed a free agent wide receiver. Mecole Hardman earned three Super Bowl rings in his time with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's agreed to a one-year deal with Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy with rain, a few scattered thunderstorms, and becoming windy this afternoon. Our high today, 48. Tonight, rain will change to light snow. It'll be windy with some blowing snow, around an inch of accumulation possible. Our low, 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th. It's time to break into spring with WAUK.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll discuss the upcoming April 1st election with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A new choice, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Man, good morning to you, Earl, man. It is halfway through the week. It's Wednesday, man. It's looking pretty good this weekend, man. How you feeling today?
Man, I'm always doing well. Whenever I get a chance to come and sit before these airwaves and have an opportunity to share my thoughts and views with the listening audience, all is all right with the world. Even though it's a lot of stuff going on. Man, you know.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so listen, man. So we're not going to do the
Free Coalition for Lead-Free Water today?
Not today. We're going to renew that on next week.
Okay.
But that frees me up to talk about something, man, that I've been wanting to talk about for a long time. In hour two, we're going to be joined, as always, by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So I've had it up to the horse's brow, which is an old saying, you know, from almost centuries ago. I've had it with, you know, what happens in this country with people who are conservatives, Republicans, whatever you want to call them, and why they put all of us in the jeopardy that we are in. Here's kind of what I'm talking about, man. Do you run around, do you live your life in fear, man?
Not really, man. I live kind of optimistic.
Fear that somebody's coming to get you and your family.
Nah, not at all.
I mean, this is what happens in this country because Republicans have been able to figure out if things, we know a way to get the average American citizen to vote for us. I don't care where they live. Hey, the boogeyman's coming to get you. Hey, wait a minute. The boogeyman, you know, so adults in this country are fearful that somebody's coming to get them. Oh, it's those immigrants. It's the Houthis. It's people of color. Right. They're coming to get you. And so you've got to be worried. Well, never mind. You live in River Hills.
Right.
Where there's very little crime, if any. Nobody's coming to get you. You live in rural parts of the nation. What are you afraid of, man? Nobody's coming to get you. Yeah. So why do you fall for the okey-doke? The okey-doke is where Republicans continue to lead people to believe that somebody's coming to get them. Well, we can't vote, for the Supreme Court justice. I mean, the woman that's running for Supreme Court.
The Susan Crawford.
Susan Crawford. Mm-hmm. We can't vote for her because she's allowing criminals to move around. Oh, there's criminals, and the criminals are coming to get your babies, and you know, they're coming to get your babies, and they're allowing rapists, you know, they rape little girls, and if you vote for her, she's going, hey, man, she's running for the Supreme Court. They don't deal with that.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration is packed full of criminals, rapists, and all that. It's insane.
And yet people buy into that foolishness.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What the hell are you afraid of? You know, we've got to have more munitions. We have to have more nuclear weapons than the rest of the world because somebody's coming to get us. Man, what are you talking about? If I don't live my life in fear. I live in the city of Milwaukee. I live in an urban reality. And yes, there are crimes in my community. I don't live in fear, man. I'm not going to live in fear. I refuse to live my life in fear. And so just because conservatives know and Republicans know that that works for some people in this country, it doesn't work for me, and it shouldn't work for you. If that's the reason you vote people in, Donald Trump, all he talked about, the crime. Hey, man, I'm not worried about the immigrants coming to get me. The gangs. Oh, the gangs are coming. Cardi. Oh, the gangs are coming to get me. What are you talking about, man? You know, well, that one of the gang members, you know, attacked a girl.
Yeah.
One girl out of all the people in the country.
That's crazy.
And so we got to worry. We got to get rid of all of them. Hey, man. Hey, what is your problem? Nobody's coming to get you. And so when you vote based on fear, which is what these people do,
mm-hmm.
It's why we're in the situation we're in now. And actually, for the guy named George who writes, don't lock your car door, Earl. You know, hey, man, if somebody wants to, I'm not stupid. There are people who will steal your car.
No matter what
okay?
they are.
That's correct. We're talking about something completely different. And, you don't have the mentality to understand. Okay, you're one of those people. So your response is don't lock your car door. You're foolish enough to vote for people predicated on them scaring you. And why am I saying this? Brad Schimmel, who's running for the state Supreme Court. I heard him the other day on conservative radio. Yeah, I do listen to conservative radio, man. So I know what I'm talking about. If you don't vote for me, you know, Crawford, and you vote for her, your neighborhoods aren't going to be safe. She's releasing criminals all over the place, and he's just nonstop fear-mongering, man. Oh, they're coming. I can't go to the store. Little old ladies, oh, they're going to get you. Man, what? This is America, man.
Are you sure about that, Earl?
Hey, man, listen, man. This is America. Are there crimes in America? Yes. You know, you can't prevent crimes anywhere. But to act as though people who live in safe areas and neighborhoods, like maybe the George guy who's doing these texts, he's not worried about some person from Latin gang member coming to get him, or maybe he is. Maybe he doesn't have enough sense, to understand that most of the crimes that happen in this country and anywhere are not random. Mm-hmm. Okay? The crimes happen for people who know one another. most of the crimes, unless there's somebody breaking in your house, right? Somebody breaks in my house. Let me say to you all, I don't own a gun. At 70 years old, I've only had a gun in my hand once in my 70 years of living. And that was when I was doing some citizens training for the FBI. I went to the FBI Academy, and they invited me. And so I went for about a month and a half just to see how that thing was. And part of it was we had to go on a shooting range. The only time in my life I ever had a gun in my hand, I don't live my life in fear. I refuse to do that. And so they can't fearmonger me like they can fearmonger George. Oh, they're coming out. Hey, man, it's starting to get to be 4 o'clock. I got to get home and lock my... What kind of stupidity are we dealing with? But that works. And so because that works, the Republicans keep playing that same old playbook over and over and over again. And so they're doing it now with the state Supreme Court race. Nonstop. Oh, they've freed people who are coming to get your grandchildren, you know. Hey, Donald Trump. Hey, they're eating cats and dogs. Hey, man. Come on, man. This is what we're dealing with in this country. This is just straight talk. 855-752-4842. And, you know, and I've witnessed this for too long. Why does it work? Right? Why does it work? Again, why do you think the boogeyman is coming to get you? You're an adult. If I told a 5-year-old child the boogeyman is coming, I understand the 5-year-old child being afraid of the boogeyman. But okay. I don't understand adults. And especially adults who live in areas that are not urban areas and that are 100% safe. Why do you allow that to permeate your thoughts? Man, so as I was listening to, you know, Brad Schimmel this morning. She let all these criminals loose and they raped a little girl little 5-year-old girl. And then she had to appear before the judge and she had to relive all that. And I'm like, hey, man, come on, man. So you're telling me that this 5-year-old girl that you and others say this guy raped, I'm not saying he didn't. I don't know. I wasn't there. But to say that 5-year-old had to go in front of the judge, and what could she say? Well, and she had to relive that all over. Oh, really? The 5-year-old girl was able to have the conversation? Come on, man. Just absolute foolishness. You know, listen, George, making light of a 5-year-old girl's rape. You know, man, you really are one of those people who does not have the independent thought, can't think yourself. You're one of the sheeps. You're one of the sheep that believe anything these people tell you. 855-752-4842 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We're going to continue the conversation on the other side.
So you can see, sister. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
With major changes coming out of Washington, our Wisconsin Supreme Court could be the last line of defense for our rights. The ACLU Voter Education Fund does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants you to cast an informed vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. So where do the candidates land on issues like abortion? Here are the facts. Brad Schimmel stated he supports banning abortion. Susan Crawford supports access to reproductive health care and successfully protected abortion rights while representing Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. On April 1st, Wisconsin voters will make a critical decision about the future of abortion in our state. To learn more about the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, visit aclu.org/WI2025. Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that now?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that now?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that now?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 is the number again. You know, this morning I was listening to conservative talk radio as I came in, as I always do. And Brad Schimmel, the candidate for the state Supreme Court, was on and just hyping up about how, you know, Susan Crawford, we can't allow her to become get elected Supreme Court, because if you do, she's going to allow all the criminals to come and get you, and your families aren't going to be safe. And if you elect me, I'm going to make sure that the criminals, hey, man, stop lying. You know, and the commentator or the guy who's there with them, he's just lying right along.
I wonder, where was that same energy when he didn't test those 1,000, 2,000 rape kicks?
Oh, man, listen, man, listen. They know this is their playbook. They can trot it out even in 2,500, okay? Because people are afraid, and I keep asking, what the hell are you afraid of? You can't live your life, you know, without being afraid. And so what happens is, Republicans know this. We've seen it over and over and over. Those of us who've been around a while, we know what they're going to do. And they know this always works. And I don't care what office it is. Okay, listen, man, so I'm running for county supervisor. Well, Hey, the criminals are coming, and I'm a county supervisor who has nothing to do with any crime, but yet they know that if they put that out there, it's going to resonate with people who are afraid of their own shadows. Man, you live in one of the safest nations on earth. This is America. What are you talking about, man? Why are you so afraid? What are you afraid of? I just don't get it, man. Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Hey, good morning to you, Jim. Man, what are you afraid of, man? You live in Brookfield, man. Hey, you afraid that the Hooties are coming to get you, man?
I am not. I've lived here pretty much all my life, and no, I've never seen a Hootie or a boogeyman in my front door and knock on it. I did see somebody canvassing for Brad Schimmel yesterday came to my front door. I wasn't afraid of him, but I made it abundantly clear, no, I'm not going to vote for your candidate. And I said, when he asked why not, I said, hello, I like fair maps. I want to vote for my representative. I don't want to have my representative choose the voters. I want public schools that are strong and are well-funded and not all this money being diverted to voucher schools. And I also want my daughters to have reproductive choices, and be safe and healthy. I'm not afraid of a boogeyman that Brad Schimmel's running on. And I think the way their playbook, girl, which you keep referring to that they're doing over and over again, yes, they've done this for years, for decades, and it works. Because it plays on people's inner fears and racial prejudices.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. And that's one reason, Earl, why they're so against DEI. Because DEI is not some misguided affirmative action in which they can call unfair. DEI is diversity, equity, and inclusion. And it's training for people to realize that, hey, this person who looks different than me, speaks different than me, maybe even come from a different background, they're not all that bad. They're not a boogeyman.
That's what it's about, man.
And intelligent.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, and they're against that. That's why they're cutting out DEI, and it's all power, Earl. You know, if they cut out DEI, they can still use that playbook to go to fear, uneducated, unfortunately, sometimes, but racial prejudice. But it's where they can maintain their power.
Well, you know, Jim,
stay in power.
You know, Jim, it works. So they keep doing it all the time. It never ends. You know, and now this is what they're doing with Susan Crawford. Okay? I mean, I listened to Brad Schimmel again this morning, just lying. You know, it's Susan Crawford, and look, she's running for the Supreme Court. Jim, she's not running for law enforcement.
Well, you know, law enforcement supports me overwhelmingly. That law enforcement has done this, and we've got all the sheriffs and police. Hey, man, who gives a rip, right?
The Supreme Court, they're above the level of the sentencing and the paroles of the boogeyman.
I know,
the criminals. They're above that. They are ruling on reproductive rights, gerrymandering,
yes,
and school vouchers. That's what they're ruling on, not the parole of somebody, paroling somebody who may or may not get out.
So, Jim, you know that, but apparently most of these other people don't. And so they count on that, man, huh?
They count on mismessaging or misinformation. And the Republicans for years or decades, that's their playbook. They're good on that. It's misinformation, and social media plays a large part of it there. The public is really misinformed, unfortunately, when they go to the polls to vote. They think they're voting for somebody who's going to rule on a boogeyman sentencing, but they don't realize, hey, you're voting on whether or not you can choose your representative and not the other way around in a gerrymandered district.
Hey, Jim, well said, man. Jim, well said. I wish I had more time. Tony is... okay, we'll talk about it. 855-752-4842 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Ooh, the boogeyman's coming.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Construction has finally started on the Edison. That's the 31-story wood skyscraper going up in Milwaukee. Once done in 2028, it'll be North America's tallest timber tower. The project is using 100,000 cubic feet of lumber. Oak Creek's Common Council has given the green light to zoning changes that could bring a massive Buc-ee's to the city. The proposed 73,000-square-foot facility slated for the southwest corner of I-94 and Elm Road would include 120 gas pumps. While the project does face opposition from people living in the area, city officials are proceeding with the plan. UW-Milwaukee is one step closer to naming its next chancellor. Four finalists have been announced for the position. The candidates hail from UW-Stevens Point, the University at Albany, UW-Milwaukee itself, and Georgia State University. The candidates will participate in campus forums next week. After nicotine and alcohol, cannabis is the third most common substance used in the U.S., and it does affect safety on the roads. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Some form of cannabis consumption is legal in 38 states. With the rise in cannabis use, this form of impaired driving has become more common, leading to a heightened risk of crashes, injuries, and fatalities. The AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety conducted two separate but complementary studies to analyze cannabis consumers' thoughts. 44.1% said they consume cannabis multiple times per day. 84.8% revealed that they drive the same day that they consume cannabis. They also believe consumption has little effect on driving, with 46.9% believing they either drive the same or a little better.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Gwyneth Paltrow says that she and Timothy Chalamet have a lot of sex together. In a new film, that is. In a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Paltrow talked about her new film, Marty Supreme. Chalamet plays a professional ping pong player and Paltrow his love interest. Throughout the interview, Paltrow tries to make ping pong sound sexy, like Chalamet's character learned on the streets. Gwyneth made a point to say there was no intimacy coordinator on the set and that they handled the love scenes themselves. Sources have not confirmed or denied that to enhance the mood on the set, Paltrow lit a whole mess of scented candles she used to sell that supposedly smelled like her private parts. Google it. It's real. Timothy Chalamet is also prepared to launch a personal product of his own. It's a mustache comb called One Day I Might Need This. Marty Supreme will be released Christmas Day of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy with rain, a few scattered thunderstorms, and becoming windy this afternoon. Our high today, 48. Tonight, rain will change to light snow. It'll be windy with some blowing snow. Around an inch of accumulation possible. Our low, 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
540 AM WAUK presents This Week in Waukesha, now a weekly podcast.
Hey, it's Downtown Danny Brown, and this week in Waukesha, I have my first double feature podcast with Deanna Trouse of Truth in Common, talking about how we at the local level can address misinformation and build a more informed community and hopefully preserve democratic values in our community and nationwide. It's going to be a great show. Join us, civicmedia.us/shows.
You can find This Week in Waukesha every week online at waukradio.com.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
I-94 and Highway 164, Pewaukee.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to Top Chef superfan Luke Mathers about his excitement over having another Wisconsinite as a chef testant.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
take from each other and give nothing at all. Well, it's a doggone shame, but never too late for change. So if your love comes low, just reach out and call his name. His name. I'm a reason.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. You know, Tony is right. It's like football. If a play works, you keep running it until they stop it. The question is, how do them stop it from working? Well, I'll get into that, Tony, because that's part of what I'm going to be talking about next. But before I go there, you know, people say to me, hey, Earl, Man, you're talking, you know, about Trump and stuff, man. Aren't you afraid? Hey, man, I live in America, okay? Part of what we're dealing with is people have all of a sudden given up the fact that we have freedoms in this country because they're afraid of Donald Trump. Man, when did we come to a point in this society that people are afraid of the president of the United States? It's new. It just happened. And so as long as we're willing to cower and give up our constitutional rights because a bully is in office, man, how do you change it? How do you change it? You can't change it unless you're willing to have the discussion and the conversation out in the daylight. I'm not giving up my rights to free speech because Donald Trump is the president of the United States. I mean, what is going on here? People are afraid, oh, Donald Trump is, if I say the wrong thing, the news media. Well, Donald Trump is going to get, man, what are you guys talking about, man? What has all this been about? What is all of it about? If we're at a point in the society and at a point that inside of 2 months, we've walked away from everything that the nation was supposedly founded under. Man, you know, push back. Fight. Now, part of what's happening with the Democrats right now is people are afraid. What are you afraid of, man? You have a right. Well, Donald Trump going to get you. You think the president of the United States doesn't have anything better to do than to come and get you for using your constitutional rights? Man, straighten your back up. That's what's part of the problem in this country right now. Push back. So people ask the question about the Democrats. Well, what are the Democrats going to do? Well, strange you ask that question, because that's one of the things I was going to be talking about. Let's have at it. So here's what we're hearing from the Democrats. All over the map. Well, Democrat, oh, well, we have a big tent, so we allow conversations from everything and everybody. Oh, you do you? You have a big tent, so we welcome all conversations. I'm not opposed to that. We should certainly welcome all conversations, all discussions. When you have a robust debate, a robust conversation about things, this is how you're able to work things through and then come up with what's in the best interest of all the people and not a handful. So Tim Walz had this to say yesterday, you know, governor of Minnesota. Tim Walz said, I don't think we can win over, and because there's a conversation with, you know, that he was having with others and people were saying what the Democrats need to do. And Tim Walz was right on point with this. I don't think we can win over the 77 million like George, the guy who keeps texting, who voted for Trump. I'm concerned with the 90 million who stayed home. Bingo. I've said it constantly. To worry about trying to win over people like George, it's impossible. George lives in a different universe. He doesn't have any independent thought. Somebody else is controlling his mind, the Twilight Zone. We control the horizontal. We control the vertical. Well, that's what they do. They're controlling the minds of people like George, who've given up his ability to think himself. And so when Democrats are worried about whether or not they should, support these thoughts and that they should listen to the people and try to win them back, you're not going to win them back. Let them go. They're too far gone. If they can't see what Donald Trump and Republicans are doing and they're destroying this nation, what makes you believe you can change their mind? You know, you can't. But the other 90 million Americans who didn't vote, that's where your focus should be, man. Easier to work with them than to be worried about the people who didn't support you. You know, man, the vineyard is ripe. 90 million people didn't vote. If you were able to convince 5 million of them, you win the election. You know? So let's stop saying where we need to go. And then Gavin Newsom, who I have been supporting and even many times thought should be the next, Democratic president. Well, I don't support him anymore because Gavin Newsom said, we should hear out some of the most hardline figures in the Republican Party on the far right. We should hear them out. And we should give Donald Trump a chance. What? What? Now, come on, man. Gavin Newsom? Look, I've seen a Gavin Newsom before as president, Democratic president. His name was Bill Clinton. And so we don't need a warmed over Bill Clinton. So Gavin Newsom, who believes we should be listening to what the conservatives are saying, to hell with that. Okay? No, what do you need to listen to, man? What is there about them that you think makes sense and that you're going to be able to reason with them and come to a middle ground on how things should work? So I'm not supporting Newsom. He helped make up my mind with that moronic statement. Well, let's move more to the middle. What, man? Again, I lived through the Bill Clinton years. I know what he did. So we don't need another Bill Clinton. And then Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois. I like what he had to say. You know, he took a different approach. The Trump administration has plunged the country into a villainous cruelty that must be fiercely opposed by a unified Democratic Party. Yes. Push back. Fight. Bowing down to Donald Trump and Republicans who are wrong, man. The things that they are doing are wrong. They're not good for this nation. Nobody can tell me that what they do and what they're doing is good for this nation. Let's go to Robert from West Dallas. Hey, good morning to you, Robert. Your thoughts?
Good morning. I couldn't agree with you more. Every time we listen to the David Axelrods, the Rahm Emanuels, the James Carville types, you know, it's the path paved to hell. The nominee, I said it at the time, should have been Pete Buttigieg.
Yes.
He's clear. He speaks clearly. But people within the party, I don't know if they're worried about homophobia or what. He should have been the messenger. Tim Walz is a great guy. We saw him in the debate. He's a terrible debater. And it's this mentality of, well, we want to get the guy that you want to have a beer with. Well, that's great. But if the guy can't communicate the message, you see Pete Buttigieg brings it to Fox. He goes right on their network and tears through these people with facts, with information. And, you know, it was all about getting the turnout on our side, not converting these people. The average American reads and comprehends at a 7th to 8th grade level. Over half of our country below a 6th grade level. We're 28th in math out of industrialized countries. So even though we think we're exceptional, we're not in a lot of ways. And there's a lot of ignorance out there. These people are sheep and they're led. They're not thinking. They're not using their head and they're not analyzing data. So we need a strong messenger and we cannot, give in. I mean, this whole thing with Schumer this past week, we saw that. That was a bunch of nonsense. It's like put on a fight. Ted Kennedy would have fought. Tip O'Neill would have fought. Don't just fold up and say, okay, well, we have to go along with it.
You know, Robert, you understand where I'm coming from, man. I mean, people, yes. What the hell are they afraid of, man? They live in America. If you're going to give up your freedoms without a fight, you don't deserve to live in this country, man. Okay?
That's right.
You know, that's not why people sacrifice their lives, Robert.
Yep.
It's not.
Yep. I agree.
Hey, thank you very much for the call, man. You're always on point. 855-752-4842 is the number. Listen, man, this is what it's about. I mean, this whole big tent, the Democratic Party, and so, you know, you got to listen to what Gavin Newsom, no. Nobody's hearing that, man. We don't want to hear that. Capitulation. Yeah, well, we need to listen more to the people on the right. No, we don't need to listen more to the people on the right. Are they listening to you? No. Well, you know, we lost because the Democrats weren't talking to the people on the right, and so the Democrats have to do something to get those people on. No, the hell with that, man. You know? Just be right, man. Do what's right by the people. You know, this whole breakdown of this is why I call it politics, man. This is why I call it politics. Because let's use some common sense. Right? I'm having a conversation with a MAGA, you know. People who call themselves MAGA. Just try to wrap your arms around that for a change. Not conservatives, not Republicans. I'm a MAGA. Okay, what is that, man? What party is MAGA? But they're proud. They poke their chest out. How are you going to change that mentality? It's a waste of time and energy. People who have already bought into this madness, man. 855-752-4842 is the number. Let's have at it. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Donald Trump is out of control, stopping payments for health care and food for hungry kids, eliminating the Department of Education, and letting unelected billionaire Elon Musk fire anyone he wants and get access to your most private information. We need a Supreme Court justice who will keep them in check before they go too far. That's Judge Susan Crawford.
I'm Judge Susan Crawford. As a former prosecutor and now as a judge, I believe in protecting you, your family, and your right to privacy, and that women have the right to make their own decisions about their health care. Because to me, That's just common sense.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk are both backing Brad Schimmel. He'll do whatever they want. That's why we need Judge Susan Crawford. The common sense judge will keep them in check. Judge Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
We expect our judges to be fair, impartial, to keep us safe. But Brad Schimmel cut plea deals with child pornographers. He blamed underage victims of sexual assault for their bad judgment. And Schimmel joined extreme MAGA Republicans in trying to ban abortion statewide, even for victims of rape and incest. Now he wants us to put him on the Supreme Court, where he could strip away our rights and be a rubber stamp for Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Brad Schimmel, dangerous, extreme, and unfit for the Supreme Court. Judge Susan Crawford knows right from wrong and has spent her life keeping us safe. Crawford protected nursing home patients from identity theft and fought for the rights of workers across Wisconsin. Crawford will always protect our right to choose and is the check and balance we need against Donald Trump and Elon Musk. On April 1st, Judge Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Paid for by Power to the Polls Action Fund, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
A new choice, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. And you know, Tony, because we're having a conversation about how the Democrats should move forward from here, and I gave three examples. Governor Gavin Newsom of California, Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota, and Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois. They all had different views on how Democrats should proceed. And so Tony says, there's been conversations about Pete Buttigieg, who I like, who I support, who I think is a guy who certainly has leadership written all over him, and would make a great president. He has the temperament and all of those things. But you know, Tony, what his problem is, you know, he's a gay man. And in this country, we are so judgmental that we won't even take that. We can't see that. We're so blinded. We're so hateful, a nation, that a man who I think has the capabilities, the understanding, the temperament to be a great president, there'll be people who will say, I can't vote for him because, you know, he's gay. We live in that kind of reality, man, you know. And so I don't know how we get beyond that. But in the meantime, you know, when we talk about having conversations with Republican voters and we shouldn't be attacking them. Hey, man, Republicans attack Democrats nonstop, constantly, constantly. And so, I'm sorry, man. You know, it's you give what you get. And so somehow we're supposed to understand the feelings of Republican voters who voted for Donald Trump and there should be some compassion for them. They made the decision that has impacted all of our lives, man. They put us in this shape. They put us in this situation. Am I supposed to now feel compassion for Republican voters who voted clearly for a man who they knew was nuts and was dangerous? Come on, man. I'm sorry. It's hard for me to get there. Maybe because, again, I'm a guy who agrees with Tim Walz. Let's go after the 90 million people who didn't vote. The chances of me changing the mind of people who voted for Donald Trump and support Donald Trump, even though they knew 4 years earlier who and what he was, and yet they voted for him anyway? I'm sorry. Let's go to Mary. Good morning to you, Mary. How you doing?
Morning, Earl. Thanks. And I just broke away briefly to listen to the Contrarians live update, which is 3 times weekly. And I'd really like to encourage listeners to subscribe to the Contrarian on Substack. Jen Rubin and its lead legal representative, Norm Eisen, is winning cases against the megas, the U.S. aid being a significant one. And so, and most importantly, the Contrarian is monitoring and advocating for our April 1st election and promoting people to step up as election observers. They highlighted Sarah Godlewski's statement on their Substack web thing there. And so I'd like to suggest listeners really subscribe to the Contrarian, support it with a monthly donation, and then along with the federal judges, we have no stronger advocates for our defense than the Contrarian and federal judges and other legal entities. Thanks for your
advocacy, Mary. I am going to start following the Contrarian. I have great admiration and respect for anything and any advice you give me, because you've always been right on point. Thank you very much for that. But I'll be following it from this point forward. 855-752-4842 is the number. You know, I'm not a person who is so steadfastly against conversation and dialogue. I think that's the way we get out of this, man. I really do. But, man, it's, you know, conversation is made up of two people conversing, not one. And so if the other side is not willing to have the dialogue and conversation, I don't know how we move forward from there. 855-752-4842. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Guys, hang on the phone lines. We'll come to you. You're tuned into The Earl Ingram Show.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Next hour, Ukrainian President Zelensky will speak with President Trump about getting a ceasefire deal done with Russia. Here he is through an interpreter.
It cannot be done without us. This war cannot be ended without us, with a fair peace.
Zelensky says Russia has already broken its promise not to attack Ukraine's energy infrastructure. In Jerusalem, thousands are protesting Israel's resumption of airstrikes on Gaza. CBS's Robert Berger has more on last night's attack.
It was far less intense. According to the military, they hit 20 targets in Gaza overnight, which is far less than that massive bombardment the night before.
The wholesale price of eggs has dropped by half since last month, but Center College economics professor David Anderson says we may not notice lower prices at the store until after Easter.
It's like gas prices before vacation time. There's going to be such demand that will support high prices.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.